When Blanche quarrelled with Strickland, she had only to leave him, and her husband was waiting humbly to forgive and forget. I was not prepared to feel any great sympathy for her.
"You see, you don't love her," said Strover.
"After all, there's nothing to prove that she's unhappy. For all we know, they may have settled down into a most domestic couple."
Strover gave me a look with his woeful eyes.
"Of course, it doesn't much matter to you, but to me it's so serious, so intensely serious." I was sorry if I'd seemed impatient or flippant.
"Will you do something for me?" asked Strover.
"Willingly."
"Will you write to Blanche for me?"
"Why can't you write yourself?"
"I've written over and over again. I didn't expect her to answer. I don't think she reads the letters."
"You make no account of feminine curiosity. Do you think she could resist?"
"She could."
"Mine?"
I looked at him quickly. He lowered his eyes.
That answer of his seemed to me strangely humiliating. He was conscious that she regarded him with an indifference so profound that the sight of his handwriting would have not the slightest effect on her.
"Do you really believe that she'll ever come back to you?" I asked.
"I want her to know that if the worst comes to the worst, she can count on me. That's what I want you to tell her." I took a sheet of paper.
"What is it exactly you wish me to say?"
This is what I wrote. "Dear Mrs. Strover, Dirk wishes me to tell you that if at any time you want him, he will be grateful for the opportunity of being of service to you. He has no ill feeling towards you on account of anything that has happened. His love for you is unaltered. You will always find him at the following address."